The National Park Service has awarded a $250,000 grant to help fund improvements to a popular park in an inner-city neighborhood in Springfield, Massachusetts. The money from the National Land and Water Conservation Fund, coupled with an additional $250,000 in funding, will pay for long-planned improvements to Jaime Uola Park to help promote recreation and improve the quality of life for people in the city's North End neighborhood. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal recently made the announcement about the grant award. He said it underscores the responsibility of government to be good stewards and custodians of open space and parklands.
Here, it's a statement of principle, and that is frequently it's the underserved economically who take advantage of the public park system.
Mike Rivas, a longtime North End resident, said the park is very active. It's across the street from a housing complex for seniors who come over to the park to sit outside and play dominoes. There's a basketball court and a baseball diamond, along with a playground for young children.
So yeah, this park is very, very important to this neighborhood.
Patrick Sullivan, the city's director of parks, said the planned work includes landscaping, new playground equipment, lighting, benches, and tables. A retaining wall along the entrance to the park on Morgan Street will be removed.
Kind of have it more of a welcoming entranceway rather than having this wall be looking like it's impeding people from getting in.
This will be the first major improvements to the park in 30 years when it was named in memory of Uola, a longtime neighborhood activist. Jose Claudio of the New North Citizens Council said Uola, who was confined to a wheelchair as a result of being partially paralyzed in a swimming accident, was a strong advocate for recreation.
And we just want to make sure that, you know, this park, that tradition keeps going.
In addition to the $250,000 grant from the National Park Service, the city has allocated $110,000 in federal community development block grant funds and $140,000 in local funds for the project. Mayor Dominic Sarno said his administration has spent $10 million on parks throughout the city.
So I go back to when I was a kid, the value, the importance of having a park system for young and old, to be able to have a recreation, passive environment, to be able to socialize, to get to know one another. And I think parks are, and we're very fortunate for a city our size in America, the park system we have is second to none.
Construction for the Uola Park improvements is expected to begin next spring. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.